Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Anthony Mantova with your community comment. Old Town Eureka is a disaster zone. 2 weeks ago, I discussed the homeless, and since that radio broadcast, the following has happened. I had to ban another hobo from entering my store because I witnessed him dumpster diving. I have a rule. I see you in the trash, you do not get to touch my merchandise. Something else last week. I had to restrict the access of a hobo named Dan. He has been buying guitar strings from me for years, but I read in the paper that he was busted for smoking meth. I confronted him about the problem, and he responded that it's not a big deal. He just likes to smoke a little meth once in a while. Well, it is a big deal, and from now on, he can only come up to the front door if he wants to buy strings. I once again witnessed Hobo Jake walk by my store. He shoplifted 2 headphones last year. In response, I pressed charges, and I called all the pawn shops last year and the music stores and recommended they do not do business with him. Unfortunately, he is still getting services from our local charities. Over this last weekend, a hobo stopped by who I have not seen in a long time. He got in trouble with me last year because he brought a buddy who I had banned for a violent attitude. So all of that in just the last 2 weeks. But I have been working in Old Town for 8 years, and just think, I deal with the homeless an average of once a day. Similar stories, hundreds of examples. We have become masters of keeping out the bad apples and mitigating the threat of those that we do let in. But the whole thing is ridiculous. The whole thing unnecessary. Let's break it down. The homeless population consists of 3 distinct groups. That is, number 1, lifestyle homeless, number 2, the mentally ill, and number 3, those down on their luck. The lifestyle homeless, they're the biggest threat because they don't want to follow any rules. They are not interested in housing if it means taking on responsibility. Lifestyle homeless are bums who want to do nothing but bum around. Giving them money only multiplies their number. Giving them money only enables them to get their next fix. And they waste resources that should be going to the other 2 groups. 25% of the homeless suffer from some form of severe mental illness. According to the National Coalition for the Homeless, even if those with mental illness are provided with housing, they're unlikely to achieve stability. They are unlikely to remain off the streets unless they have access to continuous treatment and services. The only way to make it work with the mentally ill is to keep funding it, but it's impossible to properly fund this effort if the money is being siphoned off on lifestyle hobos. As for group number 3, those that are homeless because they are down on their luck, statistically, I believe they are the smallest group, and that our local charities are doing a great job helping them. We need to be more like Crescent City and use our limited resources to help the homeless that actually need the help. And we need to not encourage the lifestyle homeless to settle here.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.